This is Redefining the Counterculture on Witten Radio. Make sure to check out our website at wittenradio.com.
Hey guys, you're listening to another episode of Redefining the Counterculture right here on Witten Radio. Today we've got a special guest for you. We're joined by Tammy Strawneck. Tammy is most notably known for her work in A Never-Ending Story. Tammy, how's it going?
Going great. Thanks for having me here.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. Thank you so much for joining us on today's show. I'm super excited to talk a little bit about what current and new projects you have in the works.
Great. Well, I have turned a new chapter recently. I was dancing for the last 20 years. I get a lot of fan mail asking me, you know, why didn't you do more films? What's going on? What's happening? And so for the last 20 years, I was doing a lot of stage work, also some theater in New York. But with the birth of my daughter, I founded a new company called Paper Canoe Company, which is a family entertainment company devoted to telling modern fairy tales. And I have to say, as I started to think about it, it occurred to me that The Neverending Story, which is a film the whole family can get something out of, was probably really influential in kind of impacting me to want to, at this moment in time, get back to making family-friendly content. So I am making live shows in New York for Paper Canoe, but we're also slowly working our way into digital content, and we just released a new folk rock album called Beanstalk Jack, which we'll be making some music videos for and touring around.
Man, that is awesome. That is awesome, Tammy. It's great to see that you're, you know, you're still active and you're pursuing your passion and your dreams. I know that, and this kind of leads into my one of my questions, but I know like a lot of people that are, you know, that grow up as child actors, you know, a lot of times, you know, they experience burnout and sometimes they leave the craft. Being that you were a childhood actress at one point, do you ever feel like at any point that you felt burnt out or you felt like you didn't want to do acting or be a part of that world any longer?
Well, I didn't ever feel like I didn't want to be a part of acting or I have to make things, stories, dance, theater, films, music. It's just in my nature. What I did feel was that I wanted to walk away from celebrity, because as a kid, that was a kind of a complicated thing to navigate. So I did walk away from that, but I never walked away from performing, and I don't burn out from performing. Performing gives me energy, and connecting with people in that very special way gives me energy. Sharing. Hello.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Oh yeah.
I'm sorry.
So no, I mean, I don't feel like I burned out in that way just because I did pursue all the things that I was interested in. But I just want to add to that I have a very different perspective about celebrity now, and I feel like so grateful that I was a part of the Neverending Story and that I have this opportunity to meet so many people for whom the film meant something and to connect with them. And my perspective on it has done a 180. I love talking about it. I love meeting people who enjoyed it. And I feel, you know, in your 40s, after you've had a child, the world looks a little different than when you're 11.
Absolutely. Do you remember, I guess, being casted for The Neverending Story? What were your feelings and emotions like at that time? I know you were really young, but do you remember what it was like for you being casted in that film?
Oh, absolutely. No, I wasn't too young to remember. I was a very sort of active young person. I was in ballet classes, and I was in musical theater classes, and I was in acting classes, and I was in a children's acting troupe that toured around the Bay Area and did performances at schools. So what happened was the casting agent for The Neverending Story was in San Francisco. She was trying to cast someone for the film, and she wanted to go to lunch with her friend who happened to be my acting teacher. And so she came by, and she happened to come by 10 minutes early and see me in the class and asked me to audition. And I really had no idea what I was auditioning for. I just said yes because I loved performing. And we thought maybe it was a European release. I mean, they said that it was going to be in Germany, so we figured it would be a small art film in Europe or something. You know, we really didn't understand that I would fall so through this happy accident into something that would have the kind of sticking power it did. It was really kind of all very surprising.
Absolutely. I can only imagine. What would you say is like one of your fondest memories of like working on that set and being a part of that film? Was there any, I guess, story that I guess the public doesn't know about that kind of warms your heart to this day?
Well, gosh, you know, you do make me think of one story. There was a person who was a stunt double for Noah Hathaway, and he was a little person because he had to be, you know, the size of a child. And we got to be really good friends, and I spent a lot of time hanging out on the set with the crew and with the people who were the makeup artists. I really, really liked the makeup artists that did my makeup. So for me, it was the relationships that I formed with the makeup artists and the stunt doubles and all those people that really made the film incredible, but you don't really see them, you know?
Absolutely, absolutely. I wanted to talk a little bit about what we just spoke about. I know you have a lot of projects in the works. Do you plan to do any type of, I guess, open casting calls for any, like, your plays or anything coming up?
Oh, I see. We do auditions for Light, a Dark Comedy. We did do an open casting call. I'm actually planning to move that project into a graphic novel as the next evolution of it. And my sincere hope is to someday turn that project into a film. I would not cast myself as the 11-year-old in the film version. I would cast somebody who is 11. But I love the story. I feel like it's a really special story that needs to be told, and so we're working on moving some things towards TV and film now, when we do plays in New York, we do open casting calls.
Absolutely, that is awesome. And how can our listening audience, I guess, follow your current and your upcoming projects, and if they're interested in a casting call, how can they get more information about that?
Okay. Well, Paper Canoe Company website is the place to go for all information about Paper Canoe projects. And I will also be announcing on there. I've started looking at some scripts because I am sort of itching to work my way back towards TV and film. And also, I just feel like I've gotten so much support. I don't want to let people down. I sort of feel like I want to do this because I feel like there's so many people rooting for me. I should at least try. And so I'll be announcing whatever projects are in the works on Paper Canoe website. And yeah, and we do open casting calls. I can also announce things on there. I haven't in the past done it on the website, but it's not a bad idea. I think that'd be great. And then if people want to interact with me, I really love interacting with fans on Twitter. You can find me at NeverEndingTammy. And I really enjoy it. It's really fun. I like the banter. And then if you're interested in checking out our new CD, Beanstalk Jack, that's available on Bandcamp under that title.
Very nice, very nice. And I know that you also you had another album out back in the 80s.
Yeah.
And, called Fairy Queen. Is that still available for purchase?
I have no idea. I mean, it was it was on Jupiter Records, like in the 80s in Germany. I don't know. I mean, everything's available online, isn't it? If you just like Google it, it'll pop up, right? So, but yeah, that was really fun, and I really haven't really put any energy towards singing since I was 11. That was a record, a single I made, and then I didn't really do anything with singing. So Beanstalk Jack is really my first foray back into the world of singing, and it's been a learning curve and really fun and really fun. Yeah.
Absolutely, absolutely. I've just got two more questions, but
sure.
I want to you spoke about this a little bit, but I want to talk to you about legacy. You know, a lot of people, a lot of creators, whether it be acting or artistry of some sort, you know, they always, when they do their work, they always, you know, they always put forth their best effort, of course. But sometimes, a lot of times, like, they'll have kind of this idea in their head about how they want to be perceived, you know, 10, 15, 20 years from now. When you hear the word legacy, what does it mean to you, and what legacy do you want to leave behind? I know that you have this amazing portfolio, you know, with work that you've done, not only with just a never-ending story, but, you know, things that you've done such as dance and so on and so forth. What does it mean to you, and what do you want your legacy to be?
I mean, I know this might sound a little cheesy, but I'm going to say it. The message of the Neverending Story from the Empress was to do what you dream. And I really want that to be my legacy. I feel like it was a gift that somebody gave me, that this character gave me, this piece of information that is really important, which is to do what you dream. And I think that it's really important not to do what your parents dream for you. It's not important to do what society tells you is the right dream for you, but to really listen to who you are, your authentic self, and trust that if you do what you dream, and I stress the word do, because it isn't about dreaming, it's about the doing, you know, something beautiful will grow. And I hope to inspire people to do that for themselves. I want other people to go out and do what they dream.
Absolutely. I think that's beautiful. I mean, because we all have dreams, no matter how old we get, you know.
Of course.
You know, a lot of people pursue those dreams, you know, wholeheartedly and achieve them. And, you know, man, you know, some people don't. You know, they die with those dreams in their hearts. And so the fact that you want to help facilitate that and bring that out of people is, I think, it's just amazing.
But I also want to say about, you know, maybe not achieving exactly what you thought you set out to achieve. I really believe the process of engaging with things that you care about passionately has a reward, and that it really isn't about what it looks like from the outside and some number or figure or the process of validating your own interests and validating your own experiences and passions is a reward. And the cost of not doing that is too high. It's too high.
Absolutely. I agree with you 100%. I mean, I think the worst feeling in the world is regret, and I think dying with regret is even more painful. You know, I mean, I can just only imagine. But I think that regret is probably one of the most painful emotions that, you know, we as humans can experience. And so,
yeah, no, I agree. So every day is a new opportunity to hone in on, you know, what matters to me and how can I be a part of that?
Absolutely. I know we're almost out of time. I've just got one last question.
Sure.
I know you work with your husband, Greg.
Yeah.
What is it like working with your spouse? That's probably been very, very helpful to you. Are there any times where you guys just butt heads and just want to?
Of course there are. Of course. I mean, working with your spouse is, you know, it's so intense because the stakes are so high. But it's also so rewarding. I mean, I feel like he understands everybody else. I understand him better than anyone else. And the good news is that we can be really, really direct with each other. We don't have to be polite, you know, if something is or isn't working. We just say what it is. The bad news is we can be really direct with each other. So, no, but I feel so lucky to have husband who's creative and wants to go on this journey with me. It's a really special thing, and we're making, you know, family theater really as a family. It's like 100% a family affair.
Absolutely, absolutely. I love it. I love it, Tammy. I think it's just amazing, and looking forward, you know, to some great things here in the near future.
Great. Oh, thank you so much for speaking with me. I really appreciate
it. You're welcome. Thank you so much for taking time. I know you're super busy. It means a lot to me that you came by the show today. So thank you.
I really enjoyed it. Take care. Bye.
Take care. Bye. Guys, that was Tammy Stronach. She is an actress most notably known for A NeverEnding Story. She also has a new company out, which we just discussed. You can check out more information about that in the body of this post. If you're listening to us on SoundCloud, hit the subscribe button, please. We're also on your iOS device. If you've got an Apple product, you can listen to us by downloading the Stitcher Smart Radio app. It's available for free. Download the app, search for our show name, Redefining the Counterculture. You'll hear this interview with Tammy. Lastly, we are available in the Google Play Store. If you've got an Android device or phone of some sort, you can download the Google Play app, search Google Play Music, search for our show name, Redefining the Counterculture. You'll hear this interview with Tammy. We're also in the Roku store. If you've got a Roku television, you can listen to our show right in the comfort of your own home. We've got over 200-plus hours of original content, programming, and interviews, all free of charge. Just go to the Roku channel store, search for our name, Witten Radio, and you'll hear this interview with Tammy as well as many, many others.
This is Redefining the Counterculture on Witten Radio. Make sure to check out our website at wittenradio.com.